The Green Hornet. He hunts the biggest of all game, public enemies that even the G-Men cannot reach. The Green Hornet.
Golly, Casey, I got news for Reed.
Hey, you have to be announced.
Save your breath. I'll do me own announcing. Reed! Hey, Reed, I got it.
Well, you're panning. It must have you. What's it about, X-Men?
The parole racket.
What?
Yeah, Reed. I've been snooping around, and I finally snooped the scoop.
You snoop? Well, put it in plain language, X-Men. Is it something the Sentinel can use?
Reed, you know Boss Kendall, don't you?
He heads the parole board.
Yeah, Casey. Reed, I got the absolute goods that Kendall's chauffeur is sending paroles to prisoners. For cash.
Axford, you have got something. Miss Case, order my car on. Axford and I are going to the state capitol. We'll toss this in Kendall's lap, and I hope it's a bombshell.
With his faithful valet Cato, Britt Reed, daring young publisher, matches wits with the underworld, risking his life that criminals and racketeers within the law may feel its weight by the sting of the Green Hornet. Ride with Britt Reed as he races toward another thrilling adventure. The Green Hornet strikes again. Our story opens in Boss Kendall's office in a large hotel at the state capitol. Kendall runs his party and also runs the state parole board. His voice is deep and booming and tough. Even his secretary can hear him as she hurries into the outside office from the hall.
That's what I'm telling you. I may kill you and break you. You kick in your chair to the party fund or else you end up flat on your back. Representative of the people of
Ireland. Mr. Kendall.
Shut up, Mabel. I'm on the phone.
But Mr. Kendall.
You heard me, Manning. I run the party and don't hand me any poppycock about being elected by the people.
Please, Mr. Kendall.
The voters. I told those voters to mark their ballots for you last election. All I gotta do is turn thumbs down. You don't get enough votes to count your fingers. Understand? That's better. Goodbye. Can you picture that lily-livered, small-time ward healer trying to tell me off? Me, Boss Kendall.
Mr. Kendall, you've got to listen to me.
Yeah? Hey, what's the matter, Mabel? You've been running.
I just came up from the lobby. Britt Reed is downstairs.
Who?
Reed, publisher of the Sentinel. And there's a reporter with him, a big man in a derby hat.
Oh, now, wait a minute. What's there to get excited about? Reed's been after my scalp, sure, but I've been able to battle him off so far.
This time it's about those paroles.
What's that?
The man with Reed. I heard him say that this time they have you on the spot.
Yeah?
Mr. Kendall, I know about Harris.
Are you positive?
I heard him. Reed shut him up, but I heard him. He mentioned your chauffeur.
Yeah, that's bad. Down the lobby, huh?
I motioned to the clerk to stall him as long as possible.
Very good, but that won't stop Reed, not for long. Harris! Harris.
Yeah, boss, I was just catching.
Yeah, you're catching a train.
Huh?
Get in the outside office, Mabel. Watch for Reed.
Yes, sir.
Heat's on, Harris. That nosy Daily Sentinel learned that you've been peddling pardons at the state prisons.
Me? Why, I was doing it on your orders, boss.
Yeah, sure you were, but you're the fall guy, Harris. You're the guy that's taking the rap.
Now, boss,
listen. Quiet, listen to me. I'm a big shot. You're small potatoes. You're hopping a train. You're not stopping till you're out of the state. Stay out of sight and keep on the move. You know how to get in touch with me if necessary.
But you're leaving for the city.
I've got a private phone there, haven't I?
Yeah.
Here's $500. It'll take you plenty far. Let the Sentinel pin this on you.
Okay, but...
No buts, Harris. Ain't I always done the thinking?
That's right.
It'll keep on being right. You'll be taken care of. Sentinel raise a fuss. There may even be an investigation, but it'll die down. I'll see to that. When I give you the word, you can come back to town. Everything will be nice and quiet again. Just have a good trip, Harris. Get me?
Yeah, boy.
Mr. Kendall, they're coming down the hall.
Okay, Harris, get moving.
So long, I'll phone you.
Yeah, make it a long distance call. A good long distance. Not that way, brainless. You'll run right into them. Here. You take the service elevator. Remember, not one word about me, no matter what happens.
Mr. Kendall.
Yeah, I know. Don't look so apprehensive, Mabel. Nothing to get excited about. I've been worse spots before. Now get out there and relax. When Reed walks in, steady.
Who did you wish to see, please?
We're looking for Mr. Kendall.
Why, if it isn't Reed, how are you? How's the newspaper business?
It'll be a lot better if we can get the story we're after.
Oh, anything I can do. Always glad to help the press.
Holy crow, Reed, is he kidding?
This is Axford Kendall, one of my reporters. He, dug up a little dirt.
Oh, very interesting. Dirt about who?
You.
Me? Now, Reed, I've never done anything.
You're head of the parole board, aren't you?
Well, I certainly am. Anybody you want released from prison?
The Sentinel has positive proof of a racket in parole. They've been sold for cash on the line.
They're ridiculous.
We want to give you a chance to make a statement, Kendall. Or aren't you responsible for your chauffeur's actions?
Harris? What's he done?
Suffering snakes. He's the one that's been doing the selling. And he works for you.
Harris? No, I don't believe it. Mabel, get Harris at once. Bring him in here immediately.
Yes, sir.
Reed, if this is on the level, it's terrible. Harris, my own employee, but it's incredible. I can't understand where he's going to. As a last resort, we'll check his room.
This is it, Mr. Kendall.
Harris? Harris, where in places
are... Mr. Kendall!
Reed, golly, look at it. The closet's wide open. The bureau drawers are empty.
He's gone, Axford. Bag and baggage.
So he has. Reed, there's no doubt about it. Harris was selling paroles. And I think I trusted him.
Yes, Kendall. Too bad he ran out, isn't it?
So what do you mean?
Nothing. I'm just wondering who tipped him off. Come on, Axford. We might just as well get back to the Sentinel.
Here you are, Axford. Here's the proof sheet on that parole story.
Thanks. I've been waiting for that. I got to take it to Mr. Reed. Golly, after all the shouting, this here story is pretty small potatoes. Hey, Cassie, you got that proof?
Hey, sweetheart. Daily Sentinel, publisher's office. Yes, we called the police department. Has Harris been located yet?
There's a warrant out for him, isn't there?
Yes,
hello, Axford. Got that story?
Here's the proof, Reed.
Much, is it?
Well, at least the Sentinel got a scoop.
With a small fry like Harris. When I thought we'd pin it on Boss Kendall.
Well, maybe I shouldn't have said nothing in the hotel lobby, Huddy.
Yeah, it's too late for that now. Who's on the phone?
Casey's talking to the police department.
Okay. Thanks for nothing.
No luck, Miss Case?
No. Not a sign of Harris anywhere.
Well, we can still hope.
Is there any possibility of pinning this on Kendall, Mr. Reed?
Without Harris?
Well, I thought...
Not a chance, Miss Case. There's no doubt Harris is nothing but Kendall's stooge.
Golly, Reed, you...
Well, use your head, Axford. Boss Kendall didn't get his name for nothing. When it comes to graft, he's the number one ace. That rat was born with a crooked spoon in his mouth. Now, if any crooked money poured in on paroles, you can bet your typewriter ribbon Kendall got it.
What evidence there is points to Harris.
Well, that's the way Kendall works, Miss Case. Now, Harris has disappeared, and Kendall's in the clear with lily-white hands. How a man like that ever gets a position of trust or something, I can't.
Daily Sentinel, publisher's office. Police department? But I just finished talking to... What? Where? Thank you. Mr. Reed, it's Harris.
Golly, Casey, have they got him?
No, but he was seen.
Where?
Just across the state line, Parkersville.
Golly, a fugitive from justice, Reed. That's what
he... David Axford, Gunnigan can write the headlines. You get the story. Hop a train. Get to Parkersville at once. Find Harris's trail and stick to it. If we get Harris, we get Kendall, and we want Kendall.
I'm calling from Parkersville now, Casey. But there isn't any sign of Harris. He headed north.
Well, Mr. Reed said you should go north, too.
But where?
How do I know? After Harris, actually.
But, Casey, I... Oh,
after have her, she says. What am I, a bloodhound?
Yes, Axford, any news?
The same as before, Reed. I'm not getting any closer. They think they've seen Harris here, but he's gone. They seen him in the first place. Do I keep trying? No, Reed. No, I tell you, it's no use. I've been searching for Harris so much I see him in me sleep. But that's the only place I see him, in me sleep.
Golly, Reed, I might just as well give up and come home.
Okay, Axford, if that's the way it is.
That's the way it is, Reed.
Very well. Thanks for trying. Good night.
Good night, Reed.
Well, kiddo, you heard?
Very bad, Mr. Reed.
No sign of Harris. You can't keep the public interested forever in a man who can't be found.
No, sir.
We've checked on this map every move Axford has made trying to locate Harris. We have another map like this at the Sentinel.
It not help much, Mr. Britt. Missing man may be any place, yes?
That's right. And the only one who might know where we...
You have idea, Mr. Britt? Who is that one?
Kendall. Boss Kendall. Why didn't I think of that before? Of course, Kendall's a smart operator. He'd make sure Harris checks with him.
Perhaps so, but how you find out?
I think I know, Cato.
Oh. Secret drawer.
Police don't bother Kendall, neither do reporters. But perhaps if he got a note from the Green Hornet.
The Green Hornet. A note from the Green Hornet. Mr. Kendall.
Yes, Monk, you're a good boy. Maybe I'll let you front for my parole racket, eh?
Mr. Kendall, look. Look at this.
Get a load of Mabel's face, Monk.
Yeah.
Mabel, you get so scared over nothing sometimes. Your face is whiter than chalk. What's worrying you this day? What's this, a gag?
Just came in the mail.
From the Green Hornet, eh?
What?
Hey, look at this.
What's he? He says, how much is it worth to keep Harris in hiding?
He knows where Harris is.
That's what it says.
Tell you it isn't possible.
How could it be?
No, it's not possible. Harris is hiding out.
Sure he is.
But the Green Hornet says
it's a bluff. Must be a bluff. Only.
Yeah, boss. That's the trouble. Only with that guy, you can never tell.
All right. Mabel, the next time Harris calls, I want to talk to him, see? Make sure I talk to him. Green Hornet, Harris. Have you seen anything of the Green Hornet?
I don't get it, boss. You sound kind of funny, like you're scared.
Yeah, don't be a fool. I'm cautious, that's all. Have you seen anything suspicious, anything?
I don't know. When a guy's hiding, he thinks everybody he sees is
the
after
Hornet
him.
Says he knows where you are. He says I got to kick in or he'll bring you back.
Huh? Boss, nobody knows that guy. He might be anybody. The farmer down the road. A man driving past in the car. Boss, Kendall, I'm coming back.
You're what?
I'm coming back. I don't want to fool around with a hornet.
You're staying there.
But the hornet? How do I know what he'll do?
How do any of us know?
Well, you got to protect me. I'm coming.
You're staying. Understand? You're staying right there.
What? The hornet?
Shut up, I tell you. Stay there and don't move. Understand? Don't move. Monk.
He's scared, huh?
Scared stiff. Yeah, I guess you'd be scared in the same spot.
Who, me?
Skip it. Mabel.
Yes, Mr. Kendall.
Pack your bags. You and Monk are going up there where Harris is hiding out.
We are?
Yeah, if he comes back, I go to jail. I'm ruined. Make sure Harris is okay, get it? And make sure he stays okay. Take one of the cars.
Come on, Mabel. Step on it. It's 1 o'clock. Gonna drive a long way before morning.
You think Harris saw him?
I don't think nothing.
Have you ever seen a Dean Hornet?
For Pete's sake, will you lay off? I've got a gun. Harris gets too scared to stay put. I'll let him have it. If the Hornet's around, I'll use it on him. Now shut up.
Okay, don't step on it. Send the black duty after them.
Before we continue with our adventure, please permit us to pause for a meeting of the Law and Order Roundtable, conducted by the Green Hornet.
Good evening, friends. Tonight, as the gavel sounds on our Law and Order Roundtable, I like to think that it's saying, "Wake up, America. Wake up now." In these troubled times, when more than half the world's at war, we're prone to think of home defense in terms of guns, tanks, ammunition, and airplanes. But ladies and gentlemen, in time of war as in time of peace, our best individual defense is our ballot. Here in America, ballots are bullets. Our ballots, yes, yours and mine, determine our national policy, mold our state and city governments, and shape our destiny. That's why, more than ever before in the history of our nation, it's up to every American citizen to vote and to vote intelligently. That's why I appeal to you tonight to vote only for those men who are qualified by education and experience, by character and courage, to lead our country in the right direction. This, my friends, is your individual contribution to American defense. For real defense begins within the nation. And if we make sure that our local, state, and national governments are honest, fearless, and unselfish, we will be building the best defense any nation ever had. This is no time to quibble over petty political affiliation. No time for daydreaming or wishful hoping. Believe me, friends, it's time for doing. Let's face the facts and meet the foe, remembering that here in America, thank God, ballots are bullets. And now let's get on with our story. Through the night traveled Kendall's secretary and the hoodlum Monk. By the time daylight came, they were on country roads, empty enough so that the Hornet's car behind them could travel without danger.
We're still on their trail, Cato.
Yes, Mr. Britt. Once almost we missed them at night.
You can't miss them now, but don't get too close.
No, sir. They've plenty dust from the road. They'll not see us follow us.
As soon as we get over this hill. Cato, stop the car.
They're gone.
Oh, the car turned off the road. That's why I had you stop.
Yes, I see now.
A little cabin back off the road.
Harris is there?
Must be.
Cabin has telephone. See wire? Mm-hmm. Maybe we give them gas, then call police.
It wouldn't work, kiddo.
Police get Harris?
Sure, but Boss Kendall would hear about it and skip. He'd be out of the country.
I see.
What we've got to do is to force them to return to the city, to Kendall's place. Right where the police can grab Kendall as well as Harris.
But how we do that?
I'm returning to the city tonight when it's dark. You'll be able to stay here after I leave, so you can phone me when they go.
At the apartment?
Yes, and don't worry, I'll be at the apartment before they leave, because I'll call them here from the apartment.
I understand.
Right now, before I leave, Harris is going to see the Green Hornet. He's going to see so much of the Green Hornet, he'll get sick of him.
The cabin was in the woods, surrounded by heavy trees. Even at midday, it was gloomy inside.
Sure. I called the boss, Harris. We got everything under control.
Yeah?
Like he said, the Hornet must have been pulling a bluff.
Say, maybe we ought to move someplace else. This place gives me the shivers. Them trees are so thick, it makes it sort of gloomy, understand?
Eat your food and shut up.
Kept waking up last night. Kept hearing noises. After what the boss said about the Hornet...
You've been alone, that's all.
Sometimes I thought I'd even seen the Hornet. Sometimes...
Hey, what's the idea?
Hey, that water spilled all over me.
The window. I saw him in the window.
Hey, you're nuts. There's nothing there.
Not now, maybe, but I saw him. I tell you, I saw him. He wore a mask.
All afternoon, Britt Reed and Cato worked on Harris's nerves. And always when he was alone. Once, when he was filling a pail of water at the rear of the house,
Now, Cato, step out of the bushes. Call his name and get back in.
Yes, Mr. Britt.
And again, when he had barricaded himself in his room, refusing to step out, suddenly the window flew open.
Harris.
You!
There isn't much time. You better run to Boss Kendall. Tell him to kick in before you're finished. You better run to Kendall.
Until late that night, Harris was begging Monk and Mabel to take him back to the city.
Listen, Monk, Mabel, you gotta believe me. I tell you, I've seen him lots of times. I heard his car.
I don't know what his car sounds like.
Well, it wasn't like no car I've ever heard. Monk, I tell you...
Yes, Gooey, we didn't see him.
No.
What's this Green Hornet look like? How big is he?
Well, I don't know.
You saw him, you said.
Yeah, but sometimes he looked tall and he was little.
You're right, Monk. He's crazy.
No, I tell you,
Yeah, it must be the boss. Answer it.
Hello? That's long distance, Monk. Hello? Hello, boss. Listen, Mr. Kendall, What? Who is this? Death. Yeah, sure. Yeah, right away, anything you say. Monk, that was a Green Hornet.
Huh?
He said to get in the car and start going. He said to get back to Kendall right now.
Harris.
Wait a minute, you. Let go. I ain't staying here.
No, I tell you.
I said to keep you here and you're staying.
Monk, he's crazy. You're there. Stop it. You should come.
Yeah. Now, Harris.
You wouldn't. Look, they can't shoot me.
You stay, get it?
Oh, please, Monk. I tell you, the Hornet.
You stay. Standing up or flat on your face with a .45 slug in you. Now, make up your mind and... Hey.
The lights. Who turned them out?
This is for you.
What is...
No. God, I got Mabel, I've been shot. Mabel, I...
Monk. Monk.
The lights. Put on the lights.
They're on. Harris, is he... Is Monk...
He looks like he's dead. Mabel, look at this. This piece of paper beside him. It was a Green Hornet.
Green Hornet. You're right. But you just said he was on the phone. How could he be in the city and here at the same time?
I don't know. Maybe he's got somebody working for him. But now you see, we got to get out of here.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Do like the Hornet said. Get back to Kendall. Come on, the car's outside.
Hurry. Hurry.
Yes. This one, Monk. I give him gas like Mr. Britt say. He not wake up for a long time. Now I call Mr. Britt back at the apartment. Wrong distance. Please.
Good. That must be Cato. Hello.
Long distance. One moment, please.
Yes. Is everything on schedule?
Yes, sir. The man and woman are in car now on the way back.
Did Monk try to stop them?
Oh, I'll take care of that, please.
Good.
That is all, yes?
Yes, I'll handle the rest, and I'll see that the newspaper's right on the spot when it happens. You come back to town by train.
Yes, sir. You be careful, yes?
Don't worry. Goodbye.
Yes, sir. Good luck.
So Harris is on his way back, as I figured. He'll be driving fast, probably get the Kendalls before dawn. That's time enough for me to get there. Hornet mask, the gun, I'm all set. Now I'll tip off the police and then down to the Black Beauty.
A few seconds later, the sliding panel in Britt Greaves' bedroom closed behind him. A narrow passageway built within the wall of the apartment house itself led him directly to the adjoining building. Supposedly abandoned, this building served as the hiding place for the sleek, super-powered Black Beauty. Streamlined car of the Green Hornet. Britt Reed slid behind the wheel, slammed the door. Over his face, he slipped the green mask with the figure of a hornet drawn above the mouth. His foot pressed the starter, and the Green Hornet raced off. Thank you.
Jesse, what happened to Vidal yesterday? He wasn't in, was he?
No, he took the day off. He went up to his country place. He's back in town now, though, isn't he?
Yeah, he showed up at the apartment a couple of hours ago. Golly, it's funny.
What?
We're suffering snakes. There I was, sound asleep, and I wake up and there he is standing in front of me.
Well?
He asked me to come down here as a special favor and get him all the back fires on the Harris story.
I'm getting them now.
That's a lucky thing I found you here at that.
I often drop back after a movie and work all night. There's something about a newspaper office that gets in your blood.
Yeah, especially if it's the Sentinel.
Are you still on that Harris story?
Ah, there isn't any story. Gunnigan says you can't print stale news.
And Boss Kendall is still riding high.
Casey, I tell you that crook ought to be in jail. He's a grafting racketeer.
Oh, David, Kendall's been getting away with graft so long, it's practically permanent.
That's what I'm glad I found you here.
Well, if it isn't Sergeant Moran.
Are you still interested in that Harris lug?
Huh? You got something?
A couple of phone calls.
From whom?
The guy who called said that Harris is returning tonight.
Holy crow, back to Kendall's?
Where else?
In town or at the Capitol?
In town. If you'd like to come along,
what for? It's a wild goose chase.
Sergeant, you haven't answered me. Who called?
Well, Miss Case, he said he was the Green Hornet.
The Hornet! Suffering snakes, Moran. Why didn't you say so? I got me hat on already.
The car's downstairs.
Moran, Axford, take me along.
Oh, now, Miss Case,
oh, please,
we can't.
I couldn't sleep a wink. Take me along. I'll be good.
Okay, but for Pete's sake, there may be trouble, so stay back where you won't get hurt.
Came in that window.
Steady, Kendall. Don't move. And no lights.
Who do you think you... Mask.
I've been outside that window for quite a while.
The Green Hornet's hired?
You'll do nothing unless you want a taste of this.
Oh, again, eh? Okay, what's your angle? Come on.
Harris is coming back here.
What?
You ought to be here any minute.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Don't you? You thought that note I sent was a bluff. Well, you'll see soon enough. Your secretary and Harris left his hideout in the car.
Why, that yellow rat, I gave him orders.
He took my orders, not yours.
He couldn't leave. I told Monk to keep near. He said to use a gun.
Monk tried to, Kendall, but my man got him first.
Oh, I see.
Yes, you're beginning to believe me, aren't you?
You're a clever operator, aren't you?
I do, all right. We can discuss money.
Maybe, Hornet. How do I know this still isn't a bluff? We'll discuss it when Harris returns, when and if.
Sounds like your answer right now, Kendall. Come on, get to the door.
Wondered if this isn't Harris.
You'll find out. Now open up. Remember, I'm right behind you with a gun.
Kendall, we had to come back.
Boss, I had to come back. The Hornet made me stop Mutt from shooting me, but he said that he...
Yes, don't stare, Harris. I'm here.
The Hornet.
The Green Hornet.
Boss, I...
Shut up. Okay, Hornet, you hold the cards. How much do you want to get rid of Harris?
Get rid of him how?
I don't care how. Use that gun anyway, but get rid of him. The police find him, he'll talk. Apple cart is tilting already.
Not tilting, Kendall. It's already spilled. There's one other thing I haven't told you.
Yeah, what's that?
I saw plenty outside your window. For one thing, the police were parked across the street waiting for Harris to show up.
Who took them off?
I did. I told them to...
The police!
Hornet, take care of Harris. Use that gun.
Sure, I'll use it on you, Kendall.
Hornet,
take it!
Shut
up. You killed him.
Quiet. Get this, Harris. I'm leaving the back way. Make sure you tell the police everything. Understand everything. If you don't, you'll get what Kendall just got. Remember that.
Hornet. Hornet.
It's no use. He's gone.
Open up, Kendall. We know that you got Harris. We saw him come in. Open that door.
Yeah, I'm here. I'll tell you what you want to know.
All right, Harris. Okay. Mister, you're under arrest.
Sure. Only it wasn't me. You've got to believe me. It was Kendall. Boss Kendall ran that racket, and I can prove it. If he wasn't dead,
what are you talking about? Holy crow, he ain't dead. He's unconscious. Who done it?
Not dead.
It was a Green Hornet. But even if Kendall ain't dead, I'm still going to sing.
Sure you are, Harris. Good and loud. And the words are going to be all about Kendall. Start singing.
Well, Axford, what are you standing around for? Where's the phone? Have you forgotten all about the Sentinel?
Suffering snake! Let's select the paper for all rackets pinned on Kendall. That chauffeur turned witness. Read all about it. Green Hornet, Del
have just heard the adventure, Paroles for Sale. These exciting dramas originate in the studios of WXYZ Detroit and are sent to you every Saturday at the same time. They are copyrighted features of the Green Hornet Incorporated. All characters, names, places, and incidents used in this drama are purely fictitious. Myron Wallace speaking. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System. ¶¶